Yes, you was the one of Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? How is your lives? You can greet all your brethren. Wish them the best. Those come from God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Those coming from the seven spirits of God, come from ministration of holy angels, those want to serve, we inherit salvation every day, and they are the mighty ones, fulfill the word of God and listen to the voice of his word. As we read it, and the angels move on to fulfill it after the Holy Spirit revealing it to us. Are we going to move on
revealing
the light of the word of God, and the Holy Spirit leading us and
great
armies of angels still help us fulfill scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are still moving on with the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD. As it was on Israel in the BC. And first we saw this call how marked in the Bible. The same call on the nation of Uganda. Spoken of in the history, most in the European explorers all over the entire world, and they based in the scriptures of truth, all those we analyzed them.
The
same call on the nation of Uganda, God moved on marketing the prophecies, those released in the AD, right from Uganda outside the nation of Uganda. Prophecy in the many visions, right from Uganda, singled out the one of Apostle John Mulinde, the prophecy on Uganda, in the book entitled Nation in the Crossroads. We're about to reach, get explained of that vision,
a
vision which came from outside Uganda.
It
to be got out one example.
In
the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda, we have singled out four issues in that vision, those making pillars of that vision,
and
first we winded it up. Still move on with our second issue, that indeed the man to head God's final work, the last on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
is
meant to be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses,
and just as King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Just winded up
to
see why the man is to be like Prophet Elijah,
and
many reasons we saw in there.
To
see why is to be like Prophet Moses.
We
meant to cross, see why is to be like King David. After we saw how is to be like Prophet Elijah and Prophet Moses.
But
God told us there is a general reason, our general reason, why that man
is
meant to be like Prophet Elijah and just as Moses in leading God's work, the final on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Now in our general reason, in there we have seven reasons, but so far finished five of them. We are still on the sixth, our sixth reason. Praise Jesus much. Our sixth reason, in the general reason, why the man meant to handle this work, the final on the planet Earth, be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses.
So,
now, in that general reason, the sixth one, we've seen in it many things. It's the reason telling us that the double portion of the anointing, the Holy Spirit in His fullness,
are
the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled.
In
sign of the two lampstands,
And they are
the two witnesses, the two Kelvins.
Glow
in God's final work on planet Earth,
Uganda,
facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In that sixth reason, we've seen in it many things until where we are today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In that sixth reason, we've seen in it many things until we've reached where we are.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. Now we thank him, the Lord, for he's upheld us all that long to see in the sixth reasons, these reasons down. I want to reach, pass through in them to reaching where we are,
direct coming of the Holy Spirit.
Where we see
or
the laying on of hands,
those
who first got filled, that you too can get filled. Issues we've seen them in the sixth reason, where there are thousands of things, where we first understood it.
Point.
The point in the sixth reason, the first point was explaining us
the prophecy
from the Asturians
showed man
is to be like Moses. Elijah, Moses.
Because there was
no sign which was put in the midst of them,
multiplication.
We discovered there was a multiplication sign.
Right.
Say the man
is
to be like prophet Elijah, Moses.
We
multiplied to get the double portion of the anointing, which appeared in prophet Elisha.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
I expect we look to all that.
Point yokubiri musonga fuyomukaga.
The second point in the sixth reason,
twanyonyoka ramp stand yebiri.
We got to explain the two lamp stands.
Akabonero oba simbo erago obujuvo moyo mutukufu.
See for sure the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Moyo musavunga jikubisidwe mirundi yebiri.
Seven spirits when they have been doubled.
Okuva kuba two great anointed kerubi.
Right from the two great anointed Kelvins.
Abajulirwa ababiri.
The two witnesses. Working based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, as the prophecy marked from the Assyrian nation, according to Revelation 11, in the verse 3 and 4, move on to show the two witnesses. They are the two lampstands. And we got explained. Lampstand represents fullness of the Holy Spirit
to
show the seven spirits of God. Yet they have been
doubled.
The Spirit of the Lord doubled.
The
wisdom of God doubled.
The
Spirit of understanding of God, when
he
is doubled.
The
Spirit of counsel of God, of the season and time,
has
been doubled.
The
Spirit of power of God
has
been doubled. The Spirit of knowledge of God
has
been doubled. Together with the Spirit of fear of God, to hate and evil, and to help many come from evil,
and
he's been doubled.
Sign,
prophecy released in Revelation 11 in verse 3 and 4 of the two lampstands, also pointing on the double portion of the Holy Spirit, of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and they have been doubled.
As
prophecy released from Asteria on the nation of Uganda, move to our third point in our sixth reason, in the general reason, that the flow of the seven spirits of God, they have been doubled.
Basically,
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, comes to follow Bible hours in heaven and copy on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, double portion,
double portion of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit in his fullness, seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. The revealing of their works. The God's final work on planet Earth. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Work as the Bible is in heaven. Even its copy on the world. So in Isaiah 34:16.
At
look in the book of the Lord and we read. Galatians 5:1-4.
Should,
even in heaven there's a Bible copy there. How
could
that be got a copy brought on the world? According Daniel chapter 10:19-21. In the Holy Spirit, in the angels, the scriptures from the Holy Scriptures of heaven, make copy of the Bible on the earth. Now, in the sixth reason, falls in the general reason,
was
our third point. The flow of the double portion, the Holy Spirit in His fullness, seven spirits when they are doubled, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to work in the entire world, work as the Bible is in heaven, and as it is on the world.
So point here,
now, third point in the sixth reason, the fourth point. We saw the taking off of the seven seals from the book of God, the Holy Bible. It shows that the word of God purified seven times through the seven spirits of God. Time to appear in the double portion. Those seals,
we
started them in Revelation. Revelations 5 from verses 1
into 6.
We saw a book with the seals in heaven, and there are seven. But we were told, according to Isaiah 28, Isaiah 29 from verse 9, book, the Bible copy we have on the world,
because
it has the seven seals. It passed through the seven spirits of God.
For
God to be purified seven times. According to Psalms, Psalms 12, verse 6 and 7, the word of God is purified seven times, as gold refines, it's passed in the fire seven times. Entire Bible as you see it, fullness was passed the seven spirits of God, the spirit of the Lord. Scriptures speak of the Lord, spirit of wisdom,
bring
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The spirit of understanding, bring scripture by scripture. Spirit of counsel, show season and time of scriptures, and all things under the sun. The spirit of power,
show
power which put in place counsel of God,
and
uproot what God never took counsel about. See the spirit of knowledge of God, bring light of knowledge of God's glory, command light of knowledge shining in the darkness of ignorance, and the spirit of fear of God to hate and evil, to reveal all the laws and the commandments in the Bible, and where they end to. That was our point in our sixth reason, in our general reason. Praise Jesus much. We headed on to the fifth point, and we were told the revealing of the word of God, the holy scriptures which make up the Bible,
as
purified seven times through the seven spirits of God, reveals the power in the word in the seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Bible says in Psalms 103:19-20, angels are the mighty ones
that
fulfill the word of God,
as they listen
to the voice of God's word. Revelation 8:1-2,
show us
the seven commanders of the angels who hold the trumpet, the seven. Revelation 15, show us the other seven, the holy angels, who
there
to fulfill the word of God,
and
the whole weapon of his wrath.
So
our journey of the double portion.
Uganda,
Pearl of Africa. Many things inside to be done.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Helps the revealing of those angels. Discover the power in the word.
So point here
our sixth point. In our sixth reason. Our general reason. Why man meant to hate God's work on the planet Earth, be like Prophet Elijah and Moses. The sixth point was saying, the portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit
that
get through the teaching. It moves on to teach you the fullness of the word of God. Everything you get through the teaching.
If I
read the Bible and it reveals many others, the portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you get through this teaching. Move on, reveal your fullness of the word of God. To say they remain revealing to you.
Or
to fill your fullness of the Holy Spirit. Reveal your fullness of the word of God.
And
the full knowledge of God. And his glory. As his word is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So if you try to look
in the first John. In the chapter 2, verse
26-29,
as the anointing teaching us,
it
begins to be a portion in us through the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now in that word,
steps,
well, we enter to see three steps, the three steps
a
child of God passes, where they first be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Steps,
the three steps through which someone passes,
a
child of God where they pass through to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
We saw
the first step and this Holy Spirit. You can come through the words of God, the Holy Scriptures, as the Spirit of life. You hear, as in John 6:63, the words I said through their spirit, and they are life. That was the first initial step. There are many things we saw of it.
Step
of being filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can come in the waves of fire. In the waves of fire. Through the breath of the Holy Scriptures. Right from the mouth of the ministers of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Read
much in the John 20. Verse 22. Jesus breathed on them. Told them to take the Holy Spirit. After his resurrection, that is what he did. Then in Luke 24, in verse 32, as they revealed scriptures, those who had felt a burning in them,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we moved on to the third step of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Right here is where we are still
are.
People say we briefly, quickly passed them. We started them when we are not here. Pulled us on that third step. Being filled with the Holy Spirit. This time it directly comes. Direct coming of the Holy Spirit.
Or
you've been laying on of hands. Those who first got filled. Of the Holy Spirit. Being prepared by the first two steps. The things we saw in the midst there. Winded up that step showing us that we must welcome the Holy Spirit.
He
cleanses you to be his temple. As the levels we saw and heard them,
he
cleanses your mind, your heart, and your inner man. Then
it
will be a temple of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't forcibly enter in it.
He
waits you to welcome him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
all those we got explained of them. Today what we will focus most on.
We
want to see how does he directly come.
Or
through laying on of hands. How does he come.
Fill
up that portion already in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
We found right there. How does the Holy Spirit come
directly
from God or from laying on of hands? Portion created within you right from the steps we've started off above. We want to hear of that word. The name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. And as we've heard according to Revelations chapter 20, Revelation 3:20, and he said like this.
Kubikura esula eyokusatu nolunyirwa makumi abiri.
Revelation 3:20.
Laba, nyimiridde ku luggi neyanjula. Omuntu yenna bw'awulira eddoboozi lyange, n'aggulawo oluggi, n'ayingira gy'ali, era n'aliira wamu naye.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We heard above there initially.
Holy
Spirit cleanses you to be his temple.
This
is how demons and powers of darkness are waiting for you to welcome him. Can come to fill up in you that you can work together and empowers you. This is our heading today. How does he come directly from God? How does he come through laying on of hands to fill in you? Good fullness in you to work with him. Revelation 3:20
after
he has cleansed you, he stands on the door waiting you to open for him.
Just
first heard last time Matthew 12 43 to down. After he cleanses that house,
he leaves,
not welcomed him.
Get
back in Matthew, we hear
Matthew esula ekuminebili nolu nyiriri urwana mwebili.
Matthew 12 from verse 42.
Kabaka omukazi owombukiika obwa ddyo aliyimirira musango wamu n'abantu ab'emirembe kino.
Matayo
Matthew 12:43.
Matayo 12:43. Naye dayimooni omubi bw'ava mu muntu atambula mu nsenyi enkalu ng'anoonya aw'okuwummulira naye n'abulwa. Anamunya. Kale agamba nti n'addayo mu nnyumba yange mwe nava. Bw'atuukamu agiraba nga njereere ng'enyiridde ng'erongoosebbwa. 5 awo agenda n'aleeterako baddayimooni abalala 7 abamusinga obubi, nabo bwe bayingira babeera omwo, n'ebyoluvannyuma eby'omuntu oyo birisinga obubi eby'olubereberye.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Say,
when an evil spirit is chased,
as
the steps we first heard, our Lord through the Holy Spirit
just
a work in you through the word.
The
Holy Spirit comes
in
form of the scriptures which are spirits.
Come
through the waves of fire.
Begins
order you, put his portion within you. He chases out demons,
washes
out the evil spirit in your inside. But what happens?
He
not going to forcefully come in you to possess you.
God,
heard of him last time. Not a spirit of disorder. Never possessed any person. He doesn't use any person. But you reason with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
after he has cleansed you,
you
already put portion of anointing in you.
okumuyita atekewo obujjuvu bwe.
You call him, put his fullness there.
Ekyo kyagambye nti asigadde yayimiridde ku mulyango.
What say, remain standing on the door.
Tayingidde newankubadde alongoseza ennyumba.
Not entered, though he has cleansed the house.
Yegwe.
That is you.
Nga bwe tuwawulira mu Bakolosi ekisoba 13:16. Temumanyi nga muli yeekaalu ya Katonda.
You are temples of God.
Nga omwoyo wa Katonda atula mu mmwe.
The Spirit of God sits within you.
So oluvannyuma lw'okugobamu Setaani ne bamalayika baabagwa.
Just out Satan and his fallen angels. They are demons.
N'okweramu obubi bwonna.
Out all the field, the actions they have been using you.
Holy Spirit
never enters the house of your body forcefully. Goes aside to knock and you welcome him. If you welcome him,
begin
to dine together food of the word,
and
put new fullness of the word, puts his fullness within you,
filling
in you the word of God,
fills
you the knowledge of God and his glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But
it
said Revelation 3:20. Let's get back, we read.
Revelation 3:20.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. See, he stands on the door, the door of your heart, and he introduces himself.
Time
though you hear us, we speaking,
approaching.
The Holy Spirit is introducing himself your way.
Explained
everything concerning him. Is he not introduced himself then?
Yes,
praise Jesus. All long we started of him. He started double portion. He's been introducing himself.
Amen.
Waiting
to speak, I'm introducing, I'm right here.
We studied
him all the long we've been here.
This started
the double portion study. It showed you his ways.
It showed
types of how he comes in you. Introducing himself as was still far.
And
I stand right at the door. I'm introducing myself.
One
who hearkens to my voice, when I enter in the house, begin to dine together. Look to what we eat with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
See,
I show you whom they are speaking of. Revelation 2:7, it says like this. Revelation
2:7. Alino kutu awulire omwoyo kyagamba ekkanisa. Awangula ndi muwo okulya ku muti ogw'obulamu oguli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
Nti alina okutuka nkano.
Awulire
omwoyo kyagamba ekkanisa.
Hear what the Spirit speaks to the church.
Kubanga omulimu gwe gwabadde akolamu.
For the work he's been doing in you.
Okufuula kanisa
to make you a holy church.
Etalina bbala newankubadde olufuliro.
No spot, no wrinkle.
Okusaba bwatugamba Efeso God esuli yokutaano.
See in Ephesians 5.
Abiri mutampaka abiri musaba.
5:27.
Ti atumanzirako n'amazzi mu kigambo.
Sprinkled water through the words.
Yokatulete kanisa entukuvu.
Bring us the holy church.
Etalina bbala newankubadde olufuliro.
Spot no wrinkle.
So mjona tukulagachi.
All we show you what.
Nti woboli no kutusa wazi.
You have an ear right now.
Usubura uli omoyo cha kugamba.
You can hear what the Spirit speaks to you.
Ndi kumutima gonko lachi.
I am in your heart knocking.
Gonkona.
I'm knocking.
Badde nkukolamu omulimu ebbanga lyo nanga neyanjula.
Doing the work all along introducing myself. And I show you my steps.
No kukola kwange.
And all my working.
Tusubura okuita fenna.
That we can move together.
Tumaze okutabagana.
After we have greed.
Kubanga Amos 3:3 wagamba.
Amos 3:3 is saying.
Ababi tebayita bonna.
Two cannot move together. Except they have agreed.
Kati olugendo lwonna lwabadde akuyigirizaamu.
Johnny taught you through.
Lubadde lwakwagala akulagibwe muyinza okutabagana.
Show how you can agree with him.
Muyinza okwatagana naye omwoyo mutukuvu.
Connect with him the Holy Spirit.
Aleeta obujjuvu bwe.
Brings his fullness.
Era bwe kiba kisoboka.
If it's possible.
Ateekemu gwe double portion ye.
New is double portion.
Esobola okukola mu mulembe guno.
Can work in this generation.
Mulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo.
The final work of God.
Kusemazinga wensi.
On the planet earth.
Kusinzira mu Uganda.
Basing in Uganda. Uganda,
Africa,
the Pearl of Africa.
Na yinga chino chechisera.
This is the time.
You
have to base no matter where.
Na sachina abe chifu chitofu.
It will be a right place.
Oya yaniro moyo mutukufu.
You yearn for the Holy Spirit.
Ayagaro kujia.
He wants to come.
Mubujovuwe.
In his fullness.
Ataluko kora dina nawe.
He didn't dine with you.
Si dina ya biya kulia biya mere.
Dinner of physical eatings of food.
Na yinga mtu waulida kwa Amos
sura ya 8. That's in the Amos 8.
Let's
read verse.
Amos esule yomunana no linyiri orekumi nebili.
Amos 8 verses 12.
Aw bali buluku ti bali bulubuta okuva kunyanja okutuka kunyanja endala nokuva obuchika obwakono nokutuka ebuvanjuba bali dukana mbiro eruyi neruyi okunonye chigambo kya mukama sote bali kiraba kulunaku olwo
yes you was
praise Jesus
so katugene masprabi
let's move on we see
atugamenti butuba tuguddewo
he said when we have opened our hearts, our minds, our inner man.
Comes,
the temple of God is made for himself. And it is you. Your mind, your heart, and your inner man.
But
when he arrives, you're going to dine with him.
But
dinner is not a physical food.
Though
he can be present
eating
of your physical food that you're to eat with him. It's the word of God.
The
fullness of the word of God. The fullness.
The knowledge
of God which is full and his glory.
Become
lamp lighting to nations to see the glory of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Repeating the Amos we hear, it says like this.
Amos
8 verse 12.
Awo, bali bulubuta okuva kunyanja okutuka kunyanja endala. Nokuva obuchika obwakono okutuka ebuvanjuba. Bali dukana mbiro eruyi neruyi. Okunonya ekigambo kya Mukama. Sote bali kiraba. 13. Kulunaku olwo abawala abalungi.
Let's get up a bit.
Amos 8:11.
Amos 8:11.
Laba enaku zijja bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Lwendi weereza enjala mu nsi. Eteri enjala ya mmere newankubadde nnyonta ey'amazzi. Naye enjala ey'okulira ebigambo bya Mukama. 12. Abo bali bulubuuta okuva kunyanja okutuuka kunyanja endala n'okuva obukiika obwakkono okutuuka ebuvanjuba bali dukana mbiro eruyi n'eruyi okunoonya ekigambo kya Mukama so tebali kiraba.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. That in those days,
involved
the filming of the word of God,
you
gave her the thirsty,
and
the people
bajja kugenda kunyanja eyo
go in the sea
banonya Mukama
they seek for the Lord
ekigambo kya Mukama
the word of the Lord
bagende mu nsozi
go in the mountains
banonya ekigambo kya Mukama
the word of the Lord
bagende bakole overnight
make overnight
ekigambo kya Mukama
seek the word of God
crusade
ekigambo
kya Mukama
the word of God in the field
naye nga tebakiraba
yet they don't see it
lwaki kubanga oli ayagala okulya nabo
ayinza
okubayambako okubabikulira
help reveal them
fullness
of the word of God
put
his fullness in them
that
you serve them
the
God in fullness
bringing
the full knowledge of God and his glory
light
into nations
and
not welcomed him they have been pushed
him far God has
given us a work as a nation called
shown
us how we can prepare others in the world
for
the coming of Jesus
and us prepare
them the Holy Spirit coming in them guide them till Christ will be back into helping the many listen like this Proverbs
1:23
rebuke as we've heard of it
he pours
the Spirit on you
so this
time we hate the devil portion don't you understand his word if it's in you
studying
scriptures it's very easy
preaching
fullness fullness of all the words to the fullness of the full knowledge of God, the fullness of knowledge of God's glory, as is what is. That's going to bring the thirst and the famine of the word. Directly welcome him through laying on of hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Agamba bugulawo nenyingira,
open and enter,
tugenda kubanga tuli afuna,
going to eat together.
Muriachi,
what do you eat?
Muriachi gabu,
you eat the word.
Alisome mungeresi besoka biri musa,
Proverbs 1:23.
Ngero esule soka no linyura biri musa,
Proverbs 1:23.
Muchukoro kunenya kwange laba nafuko moyo gwange jemuli naba manyisanga ibigambo byange.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wetu kirizo kunenya konanga je mitenda je tuyisema.
Accept all rebukes as we pass through all steps.
Ejo kwaniza da portion yomo yomo tukumu.
Coming double portion of the Holy Spirit.
Ye miyomo sambwe ja katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Ajikubisidwe mirundi
ya. They have been doubled.
Okukora mulimu gwa katonda kusema kusema zinga
wewe. In God's final work on planet Earth.
Kusina mu Uganda kulali
Africa. Basing in Uganda Pearl of Africa.
Wetu maniriza.
When we welcome him.
Ajawe eri nyonta na atandiko bikure bya wani.
Awake the thirsty and begins reveal scriptures. Just as you hear right now.
Bakankano muulira.
Right now you hear.
Mufune mere bamara.
Get enough food for you of the word.
Mufuna amazi agechigambo kya katonda.
Water of the word of God.
Mulabye mirembe kya katonda.
Send the peace of God.
Mukura mu moyo ngera abantu abalya.
The spirit as people who eat.
Omanyo mtu wabatalia mere ya chigambo.
That eat food of the word, which set us them well.
You've
been growing in spirit, they never grow. But they have to grow in wisdom of understanding the word. The wisdom in the word. Understanding in the word. It grows.
The counsel
of the word of God.
No
season and time of the scriptures. And those happen under the sun.
And
grow in the power of God. Know what God to counsel about and what he never. Never planned the approach in the power in the
world.
Plants that God took counsel about.
It
fills the spirit of knowledge of God. Bring light of knowledge of the full knowledge of God and His glory. Bringing eternal life in darkness of destruction, the darkness of Satan,
who
came to steal, kill, and destroy. Moves on to see your fields. The spirit of fear of God. To recite all the laws to hate evil.
And
to help many come from evil. Spirit of the Lord is in you.
Feel
scriptures honoring the Father and the Son.
And
the other called God unto you.
Hope
that in the Corinthians they say. And to us there are no other gods.
And
those called gods don't
count
them. They are not gods. They are
neither.
Said, such knowledge is not in all.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Christ.
People in your mind think you think there are other gods.
No,
the other gods.
This
is the Father. Out of came the word and His Holy Spirit.
After
you call gods, no gods. When you reach fullness, you will understand that. Those who hear they call God. Those are fallen angels. And you know them. No more get confused. I said this food. When you come the Holy Spirit and it fills in you,
it
fills the fullness of the word in you. It's ordered very well. If you want,
okay,
one spirit of wisdom.
The
want to hear today, what is the Father saying?
And eat
of the voice of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
It.
And it prepares the type of food of the spirit of understanding. Scripture by scripture. That day you're there eating. You connect here and there. And you're eating.
It
really takes you on the food. Scriptures and their seasons.
Prophecy
came to pass or not. The spirit of counsel.
Just as
we shall get explained down in the double portion. That day, don't know.
Okusigu kwa buli katonda cha dasenga yemere
yokaji
kweka ngamuli kunjiri yokaya banabbi bo bulimba
prophets who are false
buli rosoma obikula nabbi wa bulimba
false prophets
robikula
anytime you read false prophets
berish muli nyalya yesu mweberi
name of Jesus they hid there
oro runa kulonga ba rusa
zeko that day and it is specific for that
wa moyo wa mai okusigu kwa buli katonda cha dasenga
uproot what God never planted
ngaye marriage muri mwe yechigambo
muri mukuria
naye
eating with him
irobo muriranga mutufu nawe weno guna
you enjoy the sweetness
abula lero nakurugenze
muri they go they has moved on well
muri mwa batalianga kona mwe mtu kubuka orumu yabakaka ku marriage
with the Holy Spirit at times he tested them of little food
orumu yali abakaka
he forced even them
warone beyagano kuemere yabakuru
nabote bakura bako food of mature they never grow they retired it
yabogera ko mbakoli sina agaba
sinza
kuba wa mere ya bakuru
don't give you food of mature ones
wanga mchali bwana bwana
you are still mere infant children
wanga mchayomba mchakana
you worry you are you among yourselves
ereyo
you be out there
ngafuna bana abakura amangu
get this woman mature quick
ngayongera wabikurira ebya mebira lebi
reveals the more deeper secrets
techo vula nenyumirizanga nyomo kukura amangu
that's why I rejoiced in growing quick
muchigambo
in the words
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And you reach the spirit of knowledge. And you read of only light of eternal life.
Bringing
the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Light
in darkness of destruction of Satan.
In
scriptures you've never read of. For from His
goodness
we are all given.
Okay, no,
you begin to check
others.
Now you
are
knowledge. Food of the day. There's the time even mixes. Just as you two put here. You put
your
rice, banana, and chicken
nyama
here,
wano,
meat here,
wano,
and granuts,
wano, greens,
and there are other simple greens. The time they prepare, and you eat with him, takes you even into the vision. He explains you the type of food.
And
he passes it through the vision. What is peace in Joel?
We read,
there we hear Joel 2.
28.
Joel 2:28.
Ah, olituka oluvanyuma ndifuka omwoyo gwange kubona abalina omubiri kale batabani bammwe ne bawala bammwe baliragula bakadde
baliwo obunabbi
nti kale batabani bammwe ne bawala bammwe bali wa obunabbi bakadde bammwe bali lote biroto abalenzi bammwe bali labo kwolesebwa abili mu mwenda
olide bulungi
you've heard well
wa mama zo kuyiwo moyo we buffe
spoiled the spirit in us
obo oli muto
whether you are
wakakana mubiri
humbled in the flesh
muvubuka
you are a youth
oli mukadde
you are old
Arinyalevenda lokuba berazimfi.
Level cause is coming out.
Na kati byota tegedenge na bisha mukoreshe.
Not understood I will explain the vision.
Ngenda bisha mubonna.
I passed it through prophecy.
Ngenda bisha biroto.
Through the dreams.
Omanya kanisa yali asigalira
bo Uganda. Church had lagged behind brethren.
Urobutandiza moyo mukuru direct.
Will coming directly the Holy Spirit.
Nensunga rwachi baite basa mwandiza.
Reason why they could not welcome him.
Kwa bali tebategekebwa.
For they had not been prepared.
Bitendera jetu wasoku
kugulira. The steps we passed hard.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Even those
who seem to lay hands on
us,
them who are not first filled,
appearance
in their actions, they didn't even have fullness of the Holy Spirit.
And
what would they have filled in you? Could someone give out what they don't have?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So aburuganda.
Now, brethren, the Holy Spirit has come. Before you fill the word of God, once you do it with him, you share it together, the word of God.
He
breaks it to chew it for you.
What will be
those
and
scripture is not explained.
Nagamba.
He said, read even here.
Read
is another explaining.
No,
it. Feel joy in your mind. And the heart will pump in you. And the spirit plays. They see you walking, enjoying your walking, and you are moving like that. What is that? You don't understand what you have revealed to be scriptures. The joy. See, you, sir. Does that make you joyful? If you eat food, what happens on you when it's sweet?
Because
some never got that experience.
Tested
on us. And he said, no. You were sleeping much. This one has slept even in spirits.
He
wakes you up. Zachariah, wake up.
Zachariah,
when the vision is slept in there.
Yes,
Jesus. Praise Jesus, man.
So,
it will be required of us to directly welcome him or through laying on of hands. That you have to pray for it.
Most
you want to raise up now that I lay hands on you.
Nobody
would have prepared it for yourself.
For
only us spoken in Joel,
when he
speaks with us, the Acts 2,
38,
he says this.
Acts chapter 2,
verse 38.
Petro n'abagamba nti, mwenenye, mubatizibwe buli muntu mumwe, okuyingira mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo, okujjibwako ebibi byammwe. Munawe bwe kirabo gwe mwoyo omutukuvu. 39. Kubanga okusuubizibwa kwammwe era kwa baana bammwe n'abo bonna abali ewala.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Kwe kusuubiza kuva mu Yoweri 2.
The promise from Joel 2.
28:29. Bwalifuka kuba wala bammwe batabani
bammwe. Power on your daughters, your sons,
n'abakadde.
Even the old.
Now,
Acts chapter 2, 38-40,
he
said, repent,
declare
the name of Jesus Christ,
enter
the name of Jesus Christ, you'll be given the gift, the Holy Spirit, for the promise, it's for you, and your children,
the
children's children, even those who are far off, those who are far, we shall not lay hands on them. Prepare if they
are
spirit comes will meet them.
That's
why we are not hardened in this work. And we say, how shall we reach all people
and
lay hands on them, be filled with the spirit?
Those
meet and they are out there.
They hear messages.
They are prepared.
They
meet them where they find them. You pour upon them the spirit. Reach them and you are just the same. You are here, you know things. Things reached us a long time. And we poured on anointing. Holy Spirit filled us.
It can
pass through the fullness of the Spirit. Yet you sat in this class. They got a book.
Or they got a video
recording. Or on audio.
And
they met him there as they hearkened the message. And he fills them.
I mean,
that's why I'm not worried in this work.
If
I release the message, I've finished.
Audio, video,
and the books, I've done the work.
Amen.
Speaking
of the Lord, you cannot limit him. Each one we shall first lay hands on them.
Ah.
No.
ye akola bulungi abakakanira ekigambo wonna we bali
those who humble to the word wherever they are. Tusomaye wali mu Mika tulabe. Let's read in the Micah we hear.
Mika Mika sura eyo kubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Micah 2 from verses 6.
Temulagulanga bwe batyo bwe balagula.
You know,
what prophets they say?
Don't
bring prophecy.
That's what
the Spirit had already passed me and came to you.
Don't prophesy, they say.
Don't give prophecy, that's what they say. If a nation entered your heads much,
and where
they said do not prophesy, they put no divinate.
Your statement is very clear. They
said do not give a prophecy. That's how they say. Limit the spirit not to pass elsewhere. For those men, they themselves saw the only ones who understand. And the spirit, how as it passed me, and it comes on you. You remember those men out there spoke? A young prophet and the elder one. And the king and the prophet. The prophet brings the prophecy. And is young. And the other said, how did the spirit pass me? In that way, the final work of God on the earth,
past
Uganda,
part
of Africa, a person will be wherever they are and they give themselves the word of God and they will be filled of the Spirit and be surprised. And you at the best you will lag behind. Keep not being serious.
But
down he explains as he say.
Mike sura yokubiri n'olunyirwa mukaga.
Micah 2 verse 6.
Temuwanga bunabbi bwe batyo bwe bawa obunabbi. Tebali wa bunabbi abo. Ebifume tebiri jibwawo. Kiryogerwa gwe nyumba ya Yakobo nti omwoyo gwa Mukama gufunze. Bino bye bikolwa bye. Ebigambo byange tebiwomera oyo atambula n'obugolokofu.
Olide bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Kiryogera nti omwoyo gwa Mukama gufunze.
Spoken the spirit of the Lord is limited.
Bino bye bikolwa bye.
This is actions.
Omanyi mwine ebikolwa ebyo
mumanyi. The actions have been in out there.
Omuntu n'abeera omu.
Someone is in there.
Buye yajuzibwa omwoyo.
That they are filled of the spirit.
Kumba aliko erizili daimoni.
Yet they have evil spirits on them.
Omanyi emizimu mugipossessing omuntu. Omuntu n'abasenkulu
mandwa. Possess one person and the chief wizard. If it's not there, things don't work. The Spirit of the Lord, you don't tell him that. You cannot limit him that end here. You direct him like, as they pray, like that.
Why so?
And it, to where he passes his hand, the people fall. Do you direct his course?
The
Lord, we cannot limit him in his final work.
Those who
come with the word of God,
he say,
my words,
are
they not sweet to the one humbled? Walking upright,
even the spirit
meet those who are humbled with the word. They fulfill Jeremiah 23:18.
They sit
in the counsel of God's word. They
look
and mark them well. As they will be there, the spirit has come. No
one has
laid hands on them. But you cannot limit him. That we lay hands on you.
Times
which proves we've been with this person.
According
to how they have moved their life.
Did
they want them to be given the Spirit in the fullness? Just leaves us a role. A small portion of laying hands on us.
He can meet all
people wherever they are. If they're humble to his words. Not claim he met you.
That
is another to claim, make yourself that.
That the Spirit
met you out there.
But
you will come in those with him.
simanyo bona jamu nga bajuziddwa obujubone
omusa
check you wangeli mbatasunika shoka 5:19 down he said do not
bunabi
reject the prophecy do not hear the
spirit
do not reject the prophecy
but test it do not commit to I was there
hearing message
nanzijako.
And it came on me
You will
be shamed for nothing.
The
things of steps being careful. And you cannot limit him.
I
want to give you a good way. Do not think you're going to limit the Holy Spirit. Decide who you will feel who and who not to feel.
Ask
ways you moved by before of the evil spirits.
Pastor,
the one who preaches the pastor is the one he lays hands on.
Why you send the ninja?
The one who gives much money. Like Simon. In the Acts 8.
He
brought to give him a portion of the spirit. He brought money. He offered much.
This
money give me of the power. Whoever lays hands will be filled of the spirit.
He
told him, you sir, you were and a wicked evil man. You were so wicked. You don't have a little portion on this gift, on the Spirit of God.
It's
not like that.
Have
you committed to the word of God?
How
have you been ordered that Spirit comes to fill you in up? The Lord Jesus,
he
stays while on this world. Apostle John the Baptist. John the Baptist baptized with water. I told the disciples, the one coming behind me baptizes with spirit and the fire. Have you ever been baptized before? When you baptize, how do you appear? Do you retain any hair or not wet?
You are
filled in your inside. As you baptize that water covers the whole of you. The other rivers flow inside of you of the Holy Spirit. Look in the Acts, he told them. As Jesus was lifted to be taken,
he
told them, be there and wait. The Holy Spirit will come.
At all steps,
the words I spoke, their spirit,
he breathed
on them, say, receive the Spirit.
He
told them, wait for him to come. And they said, all along we've been getting what? Some of you see
went
with a bunch of banana.
Didn't
we wait teaching us?
He ascended.
You see, they got the Holy Spirit.
On
those who moved with him,
you
know, he moved with people.
There were
7,000. 700.
The
time of feeling, there were only 12 remaining. Now they knew.
You
know, they went to chase demons when he was there. And they came back with chasing them. They
thought
chasing demons, they were filled.
Yet,
other is the name of Jesus which worked.
No more to cover.
And the Holy Spirit spread everywhere he was hearing.
Now
and he chased by the name of Jesus.
And they say,
we too have the Spirit in us.
We back
the name of Jesus. They've heard us.
Say,
that shouldn't please you.
But look in the
book of life, see where they're written there. Now, you born again. You got saved. And you say, go in the name of Jesus. And they bent down and they wept. And
you
say, the Spirit is with me, I'm anointed.
Where?
You.
After you proud,
the spirit is in you and you retain pride. And how
dare
it remain? For it's what it first puts out of you.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's briefly read in the Acts. Acts chapter 1.
Ebikola batume sulesoka n'olinyolo omunaana.
Acts 1:8.
Naye muliwe bwamaanyi omwoyo mutukuvu bwali mala okujja ku
tuddeko ku waggulu.
Bikola batume sulesoka n'olinyolo omukaaga.
Katuvaawo tulabe.
Awo bwe baakuŋŋaana ne bamubuuza nga bagamba nti Mukama waffe mu biro bino mulikomezaawo obwakabaka eri Isirayiri. Olw'omusanvu n'abagamba nti si kwammwe okumanya entuuko newankubadde ebiro
katuveeko waggulu olunyo lwokuna
bikola batume essula esooka n'olunyo lwokuna
Acts 1 verses 4
awo nti awe baakuŋŋaana n'abo nti awe baakuŋŋaana nabo n'abalagira baleme okuva mu Yerusaalemi naye balindirire okusuubiza kwa kitaawe kwe baawulira gy'ali.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
Acts 1:4
it says, gathered the disciples,
he
told them, you know what?
Wait
the promise of the Father.
That in
Joel 2:28-29, that they were to wait for. I don't know if you've heard well.
They
gathered with the Lord Jesus. He told them, Acts 1:4, as they had gathered,
he told
them to wait the promise of the Father. The promise in the Joel 2,
28-29.
Remember,
Act 2
that promise had come to pass.
Apostle Peter
stood and said, friends, not drunk.
This
promise,
God
promised through prophet Joel saying,
let's
down we hear in the Acts 1.
Acts chapter 1
verses 4.
Awo bwe yali akuŋŋaana nabo n'abalagira baleme okuva mu Yerusaalemi naye balindirire okusuubiza kwa kitaawe kwe baawulira gy'ali. Olw'okutaano, kubanga Yokaana yabatiza n'amazzi naye mmwe mulibatizibwa n'omwoyo omutukuvu mu nnaku si nnyingi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yabagamba Yokaana.
Tell them John.
Yabatizibwa n'amazzi.
Baptized with water.
Nimugenda okubatizibwa n'omwoyo mu nnaku si nnyingi.
Won't be baptized by the Spirit not a many days.
Haribamulinzi abajjule akulukutenga bwe yabasuubiza
and flow as he promised them.
Kubanga Mukama Yesu tujjukira bwe yali asuubiza.
Jesus remember as he promised.
Yogera mu Yokaana esuli omusanvu.
Walk in the John 7.
Asatu mu musanvu.
37 down.
Nti bwe mulikiriza.
When you believe.
Munda mwe muli kulukuta emigezi amazzi amalamu.
Flow streams of living water.
Kye kyogera ku mwoyo omutukuvu.
Walk that by the Holy Spirit.
Bali bagenda okuwimbwa.
They were to be given.
Ajuza muli na atandika okulukuta.
He begins to flow.
In wisdom,
understanding in the inner man, no more alone
in your
house of your body.
First Corinthians 5,
verse 1-5, the temple of your body. You
are
no more one in there. You are in there as the Spirit and the Holy Spirit.
Ati nga muyita mwembiri.
You move together.
Oluno lyokobera muweereza.
Then you'll be a minister.
Omunywevu wansi w'enjuba
wano. Strengthened under the sun.
Ekimu kukyasinga okubakuba.
One of what beat you most.
Nga baana ba Katonda.
Children of God.
Nemutayinza okunywerera ku mazima wansi w'enjuba.
Stand truth under the sun.
Ono omwoyo w'amazima teyegatta na mwoyo gwo.
Truth is never joined with your spirit.
Teyafuna kifo mu gwe.
Didn't get a place in you.
Buli kiseera bwe yagezaako okulongoosa ennyumba
eyo,
bwe n'ogizaayo ne mugyonoona ne
sitaani n'emizimu gye,
nga muddangayo mu bikolobero,
era
abamu ku mwe mwalowooza,
timulabika
mulumya abaweereza.
Iyo
nti balumya abaweereza.
Maybe you inflict pain on ministers.
Nabizemu yatubulidde obwenzi.
He preached immorality.
Tumuveeko n'engaana.
We leave it, I refused.
Buwaganye ssebo banyabo.
You refused, lady gentleman.
Huh.
Because
you said
to me,
want a marriage like this,
she.
Me, I have my ways.
It's
painful to apostle. Me, I will not change my ways.
What was I saying?
You thought it's me making a loss?
All
I've been trying on you. You certainly come.
You
eat with him the word.
Builds
knowledge of the words.
Builds you
the full knowledge of God.
And
his glory.
Become
light of the world.
The
boost of you as a child.
Little
gentleman, you say. He has. He insists much on us. Cleanse yourself. Cleanse over what? We don't bath. Don't we wash? We don't brush your teeth. This is not Islam life. Where you get wuzu. This is cleansing your mind, your heart, and your inner man. Then you manifest the fruits outside.
And
you clothe very well. You brush. You walk well. You speak well.
Spirit
will prove
that
the house is clean.
And not
corn him with your clean clothings.
Oh, you know,
you have to clean inside the house, even the outside. You know, you test on your house. Inside, don't sweep there. All rubbish living in there. You clean the outside. And
host
visitors, they will praise you over that. The Holy Spirit is a fool.
Go
test it on your house, in your home. Don't sweep your house.
Leave
plates you've eaten on. You reneged in there. You get everything to that. And you go outside, paint the white color, and then you
are the state house.
You host the president there.
Think
you are to come as you clean your eyelashes. Women with their toolbox. Some of you have come with it in these gatherings. And you go in there. The Spirit has to see me knit. You paint the lashes. You comb the hair. You paint the lips. Paint them like that. And you smell under your armpits. And you get material. Spray there. Spray. You're about to spray under yourself.
Oh, this
is why it gets fast in the inside.
And said,
the house of the president, clean it. He's a honorable one. Lord,
you
give him a house smelling.
Because
you think the spirit will come when the inside is not good.
If
find someone they have clothes, you don't know.
Most
people have not clothed mini skirts and clothing's exposing them.
The clothing,
at least you may say they are not easy. But the man is not easy. When their clothing knits, before they release that mouth, and it speaks,
you
don't know how they are rotten inside them. Expected they con the spirits.
Come,
kill me.
Now,
look at the house he calls me to enter in. Praise the Lord.
I'm
named Pastor Mchevi.
Nange njulira nga nyongerako.
Me to testify as a add-on.
Lumutu alinya nomuwala nga mbalagavu.
One day we boarded with a beautiful girl.
Era yali ayambadde bulungi.
She closed very neat.
Ngengoye mpambu.
And the tall dresses.
Na yaba afuruma taxi.
As she got out of the taxi.
Akakondo ke yali ayambadde lekalakira mu lujirwa taxi
nga afuruma. She clothed, she put on stuck in the door of a taxi car as she got out. But the words she released out of her mouth all said beauty is in vain over her.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
The
first Peter chapter
3.
Even Timothy.
Let
not your cleanliness be outward beauty.
But
the inner man, the gentleman,
not
outward, you look good at the outward. Said, not in plate in the air.
Just make it right,
for it's the honor of women.
1 Corinthians 11. Yes,
praise Jesus. But still again, when you
decide,
why do you look nice outward?
So,
you mind your inside. When you may become a Pharisee,
Pharisees
clean the outward of themselves. Inside them,
the
field of all fields.
See,
looking calm, little gentleman. Outward you seem calm. What the Spirit sees in you now, do you know it where you are seated? Do you know you sit there on hot iron? Do you sit
on fire
any time you are to explode at any time?
You
abuse yourself.
Is
I'm foolish.
Mpozi,
remember, it is me. Okay. Now
you are
on hot iron, you little gentleman.
You see
problems handled. You have four on the outwards.
What was the moya?
The Spirit will just come, and you call him that he comes. You know
you are
a time bomb inside yourself every time it's timing. When the explosion of words come out. And you finish, after you explode that, you make another time bomb. Whoever knocks on it is blown.
Many
people cry for the Holy Spirit.
Directly
come to them.
Pastors
will pray for them and get beat. And he refused. Even others didn't have him. Though they had him, cannot just come because you put your head to be prayed for.
You think
he doesn't understand?
Even you,
what
men who are good,
and women who are good, how more him? And you look at them every
week.
Look at even the way they are bent in their feet. You think he just comes. Every house is coming in there. A spirit of come in it. You want to make his name a scorn.
While
you all there cry to him,
the
Spirit of God, we need you. Well, today,
and you,
come, Holy Spirit.
Indeed,
we need you. And you sing your songs how you need him.
Oh,
the Spirit of the Lord.
Instead,
you sing your songs when you get tired.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
That you trap
him, you think is a rat.
You
sing your songs
that
persuade him to come.
You
have to sing a song when you settle inside.
So he said,
how do you sing that song? Give me a chorus, I begin. The way they cried for him. He who made David overcome. There is a difference when he comes. There is a difference. When the Spirit has arrived, you come, Holy Spirit. Indeed, we need you. You need me over what? Houses, cars? That's what you need me over.
Ha ha ha.
Looks okay.
You
think I just come. I come, we do what? On dinner, I'm not there.
You give stories.
Every time the mouth is opening, speaking funny things.
Yes, we have one
food of the world. It speaks scriptures.
If you read your brethren,
another in him. Speak, the spirit is connecting.
As Jesus was in
Mary's womb and Elizabeth's womb. Elijah there. And they connected and they began to chat.
Amen.
You reach you. And what do you speak? And the spirit say he grieves even. Make them be
with
some of you. I'm with you as we chat. And the spirit say you hear that funny story. But don't want to show him we are not on them. And they pretend to be flowing. We pretend it's not coming. You are like angels who gathered in the
first,
and the kings they asked
them,
who will go persuade this one? And they suggestions and they don't work.
Until
the demon came, a fallen angel.
When
you speak with you, you have no spirit. You trouble us.
You know,
we speak for fathers here.
We come in
the word together.
So you speak business,
we speak in them.
Bufumbo,
marriage. What is, was it not written?
And
women, when they visit each other, and they speak their clothings.
Kakati,
and speak now.
That's not
me who came in you. Why have I profited? We have
dinner.
To eat together dinner. Now me, what have I eaten here? And you go home, you've left here.
You're
going to get a word, you sleep, you go on a man. But you, man, you're like that. Do you have a thought in that head? When do you ever buy meat here? You are in such things. If he's a man,
you
go back home. You woman.
All people feel
mad like that. They're not over that word, the spirit eats over it.
How
do you think
you
see? Some what hinders the Holy Spirit be in us? Why have you said she's mad? She forgot the cup on the table.
Ask
whether all people of her home, they are mad like her.
If you find you both have no spirit and you married mad things.
And woman, you are Satan.
Think
you left all women, you married Satan.
Now,
your ways alone,
they can
hinder fullness of Holy Spirit come in you.
To
the fullness of knowing it, God's knowledge and His glory. Imagine you're with Him in that home. You arrived, you're all angered with each other. Everyone passes the other. The spirit says, where are you? Everyone is on business.
The spirit is pulling
come together. Everyone is on their side.
Say,
now, why did they come in this place?
And this one,
the spirit is in both sides. The one here says, come back, connect with this one. We are angered. I cannot go there. You are pointing. I don't accept.
You
have to first humble before me.
He
wants to come in you. Will you be able to contain each other? Let's finish Acts, we see.
Acts chapter
1, verses 5.
Kubanga Yokana yabatiza n'amazzi, naye mmwe mulibatizibwa n'omwoyo omutukuvu mu nnaku si nnyingi. Romukaaga. Awo bwe bakuŋŋaana ne bamubuuza nga bagamba nti, Mukama waffe, mu biro bino mw'onookomezaawo obwakabaka eri Isirayiri? Romusanvu. N'abagamba nti si kwammwe okumanya entuuko newankubadde ebiro Kitaffe bye yateeka mu buyinza bwe ye. Romunana. Naye muliweebwa amaanyi Omwoyo Omutukuvu alimala okujja kummwe. Nammwe munaabanga bajulirwa bange mu Yerusaalemi ne mu Buyudaaya bwonna ne mu Samaliya n'okutuusa ku nkomerero y'ensi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti naye bw'alimala okujja.
And after he will come.
Ekigendwa kye ky'okuleeta obujjuvu
bwe. Purpose of bringing this fullness.
Obujja direct.
Which directly comes.
Oba mu kusibwako emikono.
Link on of hands.
Eri ababasuka okujjuzibwa.
Those who first got filled.
Kigendwa nti abatuwa amaanyi.
Then it will empower us.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuba ntujjudde obulungi.
After we are filled well.
Omwoyo w'amagezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
Ow'okutegeera.
Of understanding.
Ow'okuteesa.
Of counsel.
Ow'amaanyi.
Of power.
Ow'okumanya.
Of knowledge.
Ow'okutya Mukama.
Of fear of God.
Omwoyo w'amukama.
Spirit of the Lord.
Ng'ekigambo kye kyonna bwe kiri.
As all his word is.
Atuwa amaanyi tubeere bajulirwa.
Empower us be witnesses.
Abenjiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Kubanga bwe batunyweza Matayo sura eri eyabiri mu nnya.
Matthew 24.
14 agamba.
14 says.
Tinenjiri eno eribeera eribuulirwa.
Gospel will be preached.
Eri amawanga gonna.
To all the nations.
Okubeera obujulirwa.
To being a witness.
Olw'enkomi eno olyeko
etuuka. Then the end will come.
So abantu tatuwa mwoyo wa.
Doesn't give us the spirit.
Naye omwoyo wali oyagala wali.
You wanted the spirit for what in the first place?
Kubanga amukuwa obere mujulirwa.
Seem to you to be a witness.
Omawanga gakuliranye paka ku nkomero
z'ensi. The end of the hour.
Nayo mujulirwa.
But the witness.
Owenjiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
The righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
The kingdom of heavens.
Nga bwe tukola ebyo.
When we do that.
Ebyamagero nga bigoberera.
The gospel will be following.
Kubanga agamba Matayo sura 10.
Matthew 10.
7-8. Tumba mugenda mubuulire.
Go preach.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu
busembe. Kingdom of heavens drawn near.
Mugobe mizimu,
mwonye
ndwadde, muweredwa buwa, namwe muwe buwa.
You too freely give.
Waliyo subira omwoyo ajja kumalaga ajja.
Ngoroboza
mukola mu business.
When you thought make a business from him,
wagamba singa ajja nanzitulamo, nampa amaanyi.
And he powers me. And they begin to sweep people fall down.
Bagambe ye deal
ya mleta. They told you that's the deal why he came.
You look,
what reasons are you given before? Moment as you pray to be filled with the Spirit.
Overnight
you never slept even. And you're there. I don't live here.
Till
I've been healed. I don't live here. And you reach your prayer. I don't live here. You were waiting. You were finishing, but you have to be filled of the Spirit. I don't live here.
He said, you will
get tired, you'll go to your home back. As we are there, he did come. And he take away protection. Demons came for your way. And you're weeping. And you're yelling. And
the
deceivers, you are being filled. For he too, he made
a
and you've not been healed.
But
now what came, let's go with what has come. And you fall, you roll on the floor. And you laugh like mad things that you're filled of the Spirit.
And
thus you will shake dancing like that you're filled of the Spirit, shaking all yourself, dancing like that. That you filled you, it got to be reduced again.
Mani abali bajuzidwa ko
mbiro bili eri. I've been filled with the Spirit. Don't fear.
Nga ku side eri bagamba
kati ojuzidwa. That side told you are being filled of the Spirit.
Abala mutide.
Others you're upright.
Wamaka kati.
Now, when you got filled then, who reduced it from you again? What we are filled was equal to what measure? Give him a microphone to tell us.
You
didn't even feel wisdom of the word. Not even understanding. Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren.
I'm named Pastor Mukere.
Me, what I used to call filling of the Holy Spirit. After being filled, there is a woman. Now she's on higher level of being filled there. But when she's filled, she can sleep on the floor.
When it rains,
she doesn't live there. Spirit is on her, filling her.
Now,
when I called the filling and I called the Holy Spirit, I went to her home. She checked me.
Nagamba kanda boba simizi.
Let me see whether they're not demons.
Nanku atako.
She touched on me.
Nagamba ache che 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 che.
My God.
Amani manji.
Power is much.
Alikama futa.
He has anointing.
Tasobola gawa nilina.
Cannot uphold it anymore.
Achali moto moyo.
Still younger in spirit.
Nzeyo step je nategera.
That's the step I understood.
Nagamba nti nali amani gali manji.
Power was much on me.
Ngasobola gawa nilina.
I could not uphold it. Yali
agakebeza thermometer.
She was checking it with a thermometer.
Nanku atako bukwasi.
She just touched me.
Nagamba manyi manyi.
He said the power was much.
Kama baumu.
Katigara gawa.
Now where did the power go?
Abooluganda oluvannyuma olw'okuwulira amazima.
After hearing truth.
Kubanga mutume yajja mu kifo kyaffe.
Apostle came in our synagogue.
N'abulira kujizibwa omwoyo.
Filling up of the Spirit.
Abooluganda naswalira mu katebe.
I got ashamed in the chair.
Nga byayogerako byandiko.
What spoke of appeared on me. And those who preached among them, and they saw me, but I stood bold, and I'm
sitting
here to be told to
quote,
and I pray he fills me. I'll be his witness. It's what I pray. God bless you. Let me ask this question. Before you are being filled to do what?
Aboluganda mukujuzibwa omwoyo gwe nali mpita omwoyo.
I called the Spirit.
Nagenda nge Mutundwe.
I went to Mutundwe.
Waliwo omwami yasabiranga mu nnimi.
Who prayed in tongues.
Nange nakyagala.
Me too, I loved it.
Era nasabanga ng'omwoyo mutukuvu watugambye.
Holy Spirit as he tells us.
Netololange kunganira eri Mutundwe.
Around the synagogue of Mutundwe.
Saa mwende
ezikiro. Around 3 in the night.
Netwasabanga.
We prayed in that time.
Nensaba.
I prayed.
Nga nange njagala naye nga tekintuukako.
It's never reached on me.
Kati mukujuzibwa.
Now in Beanfield.
Ate nakifuna nze.
When I got back to our synagogue where I fellowshiped, where something came, it knocked me down. I shouted much. I cried. I began to release tongues. Why did he ask him asking a gift? Because as a gift when you're not filled, but it's a gift given. Me, I prayed it in that way. The other man pleased me much. He used to pray so much.
He used to
pray for many hours.
Me
too, I yearned for it. What do you think of Matthew 6? They will not be heard of their many words. Me, I could not think of that. For I didn't know it even. May God bless you. Some of you got a wrong thought. God tells you of your many words. Now you see the one who takes his 3 hours.
Say,
anointing us to flow in me in that way. Flow many hours.
Isaiah 26:16.
He said, when they see prophets, when they come and they power every prayer they want. And he said, he never brought any salvation. Prayer
have
been prolonged with meaningful words. Because they are meaningful, it's hard to take 3 hours and you're in prayer.
when you want to overturn shameful words. Then you generation. Have you forgot the era of apostles and prophets?
Ask
how long did they
pray?
Why did they do great exploits? Yet they spoke the words.
Their
prayer was the little, yet filled of much power. I don't know where you got it.
That
many words will make meaning. Still, they were your words. You
refuse
to be led by the Spirit of God.
You
can limit you and there. Don't say we are
going
to pray for 3 hours.
He feels
what's telling to God is finished and he shuts up. And you remain on your manual system.
Wanji.
Yes, wabazi wa Buganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Twebaza Katonda kulwaka kano.
We thank God for this moment.
Twaberanga eyo Rwanda.
We were in Rwanda.
Obwo twaberanga tujizibwa omwoyo
mutukuvu. As we are being filled of the Holy Spirit.
Nganze.
As me.
Nari muto.
I was young.
Katubwo wali rumo tuli mukunganiro.
As we were in the synagogue.
Ekintu nekija nekinkwata.
Something came to capture me. It beat me down. And I began to speak tongues. And we spoke the tongues. It reached a time. And they told me I've become a prophet. Becoming a prophet, I didn't understand it. And other tongues did not come back. And it became a problem to me. That's why we're taking the desert. Tongues did not come back. But the words that held within the tongues I spoke, I began to make it drama. To see that I was to be ashamed of the people. I remembered the flow I spoke before. I told them God has spoken. Yet not spoken.
No bagambe nsa na bagamba
ati. Even tomorrow I'll ask myself, what will I tell them?
Era no bagamba ati kubanga wabaga omanyi omuntu mulimba omuntu akola ekibi omuntu avuma no mugamba mukama agambye.
For you new people lie. Now you will say, God says stop abusing.
Nibikere nsa nengamba senga mfana aragawa.
I say, aunt, when I die, where do I go?
Ebintebyo ndina okubivaamu.
I have to stop these things. Next time we fellowship.
Me
have not seen that here. The touch beat you down that you're being filled.
And
when I reached in the truth here, now I feel shamed. People there knew I'm a professional speaking with God. And I feel I'm ashamed. But I thank God for now. For He's revealed us.
Amen.
Let's give the microphone as we wind up. So called Indeko. Brethren, praise Jesus. We too, we had a synagogue.
And
when they told us Spirit is coming, and they tell you speak as you speak orderly, that what you hear is what you speak. And they told us, speak tongues. The one who was speaking them will guide us how to speak them. When that became, the
entire congregation
falls down to roll on the floor.
and they roll on the ground and they speak tongues and we begin to speak those tongues after we spoke them. And he said the spirit has fallen on you, speak those tongues. Now that thing will remain on you and it remains on you.
As
there you are in the synagogue,
thing
comes back, uses you to speak tongues.
Now realize
the things we are demons which you use the us. People will yell and they will shake their hands, raising them up randomly.
The
hands are shaking randomly in the church. But we thank God. God has given us.
Truth.
All those happened on us.
When
you filled after it left you and went,
yeah.
And they told us he was made come to be in us.
Now,
as you spoke tongues, you'll fall down and roll.
You
begin to speak things not there. And they are not there, those things you spoke.
And
who speaks, you think you speak right. But now I realize those things we are not right. We really thank God
for bringing us into faith.
For we are destroyed as we spoke things not right. May God bless you. The Spirit comes to fill you. And after He leaves you to go back, you know, a demon, they don't settle in someone, they come on them and after leave them. Except the one day dedicated them within the person. And they made them a temple of demons. Let's first have this one, the first.
Yes,
praise Jesus, brethren. We thank God for teaching us. Right now, today we can understand. Me too, I've ever been filled of that Holy Spirit. That Spirit whom they call the Holy Spirit. That Spirit who was there then. That was called the Spirit. The one was called the Spirit. The purpose was to speak tongues and to pray for people.
I love
like the pastor, for he told us
feel
of the Spirit who is like his. That's what I aimed at. But I have two questions. There's the sign in the Acts. Acts 4 in the verse 31.
See,
when the apostles gathered and they prayed, the place they were around shook and they were filled of the Holy Spirit.
There's
another sign in Acts 2
where heavens
opened up above.
And
power came where they were. They were filled of the Holy Spirit.
A
sign of shaking. Someone can capture us from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to see those signs tomorrow. They share that people did what? The place shook or the people shook. Bible would have indicated it that people began to shake also. We shall see people who have come being filled with the Holy Spirit from the Old Testament.
So
even Samson was among them. Those upon whom the Spirit came. Remember,
he's
going to beat enemies. The Spirit has come
on
him. If he begins to shake like that, enemies have attacked him, he's not stable. They would have beat Samson. Now we shall see the signs.
Shaking happens
when someone, demons are leaving them.
Or when
someone is afraid of them. But they are not yet filled with the Spirit.
He
fills in you, empowers you, he makes you stand.
It
can come from your fear to shake.
Oba.
Oh.
When
demons leave you,
not that
the Spirit has filled me, I'm still shaking.
On
me and him who is the greater one,
I know
to hold the other.
The other
to say you're not mature,
to
sustain the Spirit in you.
The
Spirit who sustains the heavens and earth. Earth is encased in the space
of God.
It's held by the Holy Spirit, planet Earth.
You, a
small man, to fail to maintain you stand.
Ngagwe weta gamba ate kuno muwanira
kubanga ze that he has come
omanyo muyanzi ze
kona yemo has come on me can, I have I can almost stand well
na hiyo likechi zivu kubwongo
a problem on yourself
ukimayinda moyo yakuwanira no kutula
wotu holds you even to sit where you
sit
you can't sit there yourself
tosobola tambula ngasi ya kutambuza
when it's not moving you in order himself
alina manya akakulanya wana
power nearing you
akakuwanira no tagwa
uphold you never to fall this
way if you want
to understand
gendo kwatenduli yo muti ojisima
go get a tree pole planted there
enduli yo muti
jisibize
ngabo
ibi plant it as it stood see whether it will stand like you stand.
Even
the balance you move by.
Kubango breathing in
and out. And the triple never breathes.
Kubango so connecting up with
you on him who is outside. He gives his stamina to stand balanced. You know, there are some things that you understand. Of them.
May
send me, I stand and I walk. You can't do it. Go make a dead body stand.
We
give the microphone to them. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm Evangelist George.
Kakati nsoko kuwebaza mukama.
May I first thank the Lord
okumponya byonna
for saving me all.
Kuba byetwaya yaniranga byali bya butali.
Yan Paul was worthless.
Era mbadde ntudde wano.
I've been sitting here.
Nenzijukira.
I remembered.
Mu mwaka gwa 2010.
Twagenda
mu kyalonga basamira.
Went to the village to worship devils.
Emizimu negine esoka.
Demons chose me out.
Mbunze ndi kagali kawe.
That I am their bicycle.
Kati bwenkubye mwaka fana nyine jenali.
When I rushed back where I was.
Ewono musajja omulaguzi.
This man who is a diviner.
Eyefula nabi.
Who claims to be a prophet.
Nenda biradalanga naye yali ayagala mfuka akaga.
So me too, he wanted me to become a bicycle.
Na ye kati nze kyantabulanga mukujjuzibwa.
What troubled me in the moment of being filled.
Iranze na vayo sibitegedde bajjuzibwa batya.
When I've not understood how they are filled.
Kuba buli eyajjuzibwa.
Whoever was being filled.
Yagwanga nga vaka emizi.
Fell down as if demons left them.
Nemubuza,
I asked him, where is the difference there? Answered and told me, spiritual things,
they
are understood by those who are spiritual. I kept silent.
Now
you assistant, when will you have become a spiritual one? Now what surprised me most,
Lumunga ngamba,
one day he told me,
yabugula nyu twali mukusaba.
We were in prayer.
Manyi ya asaba,
you know he prays.
Na atuyana,
and he sweats.
Na uruguma,
and he rolls. All clothing get wet.
Na katuti na agena na azichusa.
Pulpit go changes other clothing.
Na
akoma. He comes back for prayer.
Na ye urumu yambugulira na ngamba.
One day he backed at me said,
mwabata saba mwabachi.
You don't pray, what's wrong with you?
Nemugamba ansaba.
Told him I pray.
Na mbuzo sabachi.
Ask me what do you pray.
Nemugamba nze byansobera kati nsaba kumanya na kutegeera.
Trouble me, I pray knowledge and understanding.
Nsobola okumanyira ntegeere.
I can know and I understand.
Nsobola okuweereza mukama ngambi tegeera.
I can serve God when I understand.
Kyeyava ngamba wamacho ovola ba.
That's why you see.
Buli lwenkukwatako.
Every time I touch you.
Mpulira ng'oli muto nnyo mu mwoyo.
You are so young in spirit.
Mwe muli juzibwa ddi.
When will you be filled?
Kati navangawo nga nebuuza.
Asking myself.
Omuntu ajjudde aba abuguma.
A person filled appears
to
be called.
Kati lumunga nsanga munne bwe basa.
I found a colleague who
we prayed with.
I asked him, Pastor,
ebintu bino mubiruddemu.
How you've been longing for this?
Omuntu ajjuziddwa.
A person feels.
Omumanyi otya.
How do you realize him?
Kyeyava ngamba.
That's when he told me.
Osembirira omuntu. when you draw near to
someone,
you can sense them.
You can
feel this one has no spirit. And this one has him. How can I do to fill him up?
Told
me pray for grace. I
say,
how do we pray for grace? What I spoke, I failed to understand. I went back to my prayer. Knowledge and understanding. One day I was there, pastor's wife told me,
do
not pray much. This we entered in. You will never get it.
For
iron sharpens iron. Pray much as your pastor.
Now
you to be filled of the Holy Spirit.
Konza atenga buli lwankwata mu ngalo.
Every time he touched my hand, he said I'm not filled.
And
this is young in spirit.
So
she said you will never understand that.
I
left when the thing troubles
me.
I left when I knew.
Siri juzibwa moyo
mutuku. I will never be filled of the Holy Spirit. But now I've just realized if I'd been filled,
maybe a
bicycle as the demons spoke and they all gather on me. But I thank God. What you prayed was dangerous to them.
You
prayed for knowledge and understanding. God told us in Proverbs,
right?
Knowledge and understanding.
And
when you prayed for that, you were
an
enemy in the midst of the camp. God wants knowledge more than sacrifice.
And
you were an enemy in the midst of the camp.
Pray,
wisdom is the Holy Spirit.
Understanding
you pray for the Holy Spirit.
Those
prayed as the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. It has no branch. Praise Jesus, brethren. May I feel pain in the heart.
Years
spent in being light.
Me,
I desired to be like a musician who is called Snatchy.
Ayayimba, I know who God says I am.
Who sang that Yamanyimo kama chagamba chali?
Uyomchala, ayimba nyonga ayogere nimi.
That woman sings much as she involves tongues.
Ganze nchia ya niranyima yichave guba moyo mtukumi.
I thought it's the Holy Spirit.
So natuka ngechisira nganewe mba nsinza.
Every time even when I'm worshipping.
Chimpamba.
It takes me over.
Ngansi zanga ndimunimi.
And I'm in tongues.
Atenga ndimu flow yoluimba.
I'm in the flow of the song.
Ngantula bulungi ku notes.
And I will sit on notes.
Songa banji bachimbuza ku chikolotia.
How do you do it?
Zingangamba mwete munaba.
I said you've not yet arrived.
Ngamuli mpulira anti ndiwa kali.
I felt I'm high up there.
Zo moyo gwenina.
The spirit I have, they have not reached him.
Ngabwe nsaba.
And when I prayed,
ntuka ne chimpamba ne mberanga.
It captures me.
Nempunga, and
I can't stand anymore. I kneel down. I cry so much tears. I speak tongues.
And
I sleep in the dust. I put even my forehead there. As I wake up, my map is all there sweated, the ground sweated.
Then
these others yearned for me. How did you do to that? Did that?
This time
I feel pain. The time they wasted on us.
We yearn
for things of the world. Yet which are useless. But I thank God
that at the end of the day,
I'm
part of
given me knowledge. Now I know where I fall.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Now,
look how you sing and dance and you take off.
Chitufu.
Now you moved on to where? I saw different things.
The song,
I
think
I'm in the mountains.
All
the birds are carrying me.
Oh,
I'm flying in the space. Revelations 18. The evil birds were involved. Them to ask me, but where you have been, where have you been?
Then,
and I see them in the spirit of darkness. Remember, we fought much with you when you explained me of those things. I felt you perverting me. But since I understood and he spoke, if I see one speak, I feel like go stop them. We don't stop tongues, but we teach them that you separate them from those of the devils. Many spoke them that now they are in homosexuals. But they still speak tongues in the actions they do. They move on to insult the Spirit of God. And they do it in the name of the Spirit. There is a place, Lubaga Road, in Kampala. The ministry was called Zion Ministries. Israel Ministries. But as they are praising, and they go in tongues, all of them, and everyone in the tongues. Everyone is in the tongues. When you reach in there, my God, all of them. And we were always on the side with Prophet Deborah. We look at them. Look at these mad people all here. An evil spirit has consumed them.
Pastor David,
we were there with him. We went on a mission there, beating that falsehood. But
he
fought with us not to stand on the pulpits. When you stand on it, the first they went there, they had their gods who come on the heads of the people there.
I say, yes,
I am Jesus. I chased
them.
Get from here, Satan. In the name of Jesus, go. Angels capture them. And they took me aside. You can chase God from here. And they stopped me from chasing them.
And
no more wanted me to chase their demons. Only
pastor
knew the demons to be chased.
And
those not even to chase God, according to their thoughts. And when I started on the pulpit, and they raised hands, when
he speaks,
we feel a fire. A fire is of the Lord. Then let him come down, come down. When I resist up there, and
their
demon they call the Holy Ghost,
hey,
I have Moses, worship me from morning around 9 up to 6 in the evening, and they get out their machines. The stubbornness which was there,
yes, it was when
praise Jesus, man.
The
happiness which was there, and they get drums, they play them at the same time. The drum is playing, the keyboard is playing, the tambourines are shaking, and the untangle dresses they tie to themselves, the waist they dance. We say what? Others fall down, and they begin to dust down like that.
Yeah,
heads, you can feel pain in the heads. Remember my wife
Daud
and David.
They
pray for them to fall, they never fail. They are not filled of their spirits. And you can feel headache there.
Yet they pack
a new demons. Where I am, can I live with people with demons? But when that man comes, he looks at me, I look at him like that. He goes, passes aside. He goes, anointing the others. When he reaches me, I look at him.
Ah.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
end with the other cause of time. Don't forget, brethren.
Tuli mu direct coming of the Holy Spirit.
Okujjo kwembagira kwa moyo mtukufu.
Okujjo okoro kututeka mu bujuvu
bwe. Come full his fullness in us.
Yokatubira abajulu abaka.
Then we be witnesses of God.
Uba mukusibwa ke mikono.
Through laying on of hands.
Kama fisiye bazibwa.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amanyo musomesa yakobo.
I'm teacher Jacob.
Siga mati nze najuzibwa ko moyo
mtukufu. Don't say I've ever been filled with the Holy Spirit.
Wabula olunaku lumu.
But one day.
Naline baganda bange.
I was with my brothers.
Omusumba Andrew.
The Pastor Andrew.
Teacher Vincent.
Teacher Vincent.
Omusumba Fred Gilton.
Pastor Gilton.
Ne Teacher Eli.
And Teacher Eli.
Twali tugenze mu lunch.
We had gone for lunch.
Omusajja omu naayitawo nga akutte
Bible. One man passed holding the Bible.
Naline owooluganda Lawrence.
I was with Lawrence.
Bwayitawo.
When he passed.
Ne tumuyita.
We called him.
Najja n'akyama.
He came to branch here.
N'atugamba.
He told us.
Kyaika mumpise mbi alwali.
Maybe you've called me just in talks.
Na ye mugenda vao nga mtege
but you're going to live when you've understood God.
Na mufu nyo kumanya.
And you've got knowledge.
Kofi tuwe yanzizi.
And we thanked him.
Kalikade kakulia.
It was moment of eating.
Tuwa mubuze chibuzo.
We asked him a question.
Na chanukula.
And he answered it.
Itulo uzo wa malaika.
We thought maybe he's an angel.
Ya tuse.
He's arrived.
Na atula wansi.
He sat down.
Na fine tutula.
Where we sat.
Yutandiko kulia.
We began to eat.
Katituba tulia.
As we eating.
Na agenda maso na mbozi.
Moved on with the story.
Natandika okunyeenya omutwe.
He began to shake the head.
Nga bwagunyeenya.
And he's shaking the head.
Itumubuzo wa
iki. He asked him, what is wrong with you?
Musomesa Eli namugamba.
Eli told him.
Njala yekuluma.
Are you angry?
Tukuwe mmere.
We give you food.
Nagamba temulabanga ku Pentecost.
No ever seen of Pentecost.
Natandika okunyeenya omutwe.
He began to shake the head.
Itumubuzo okulya.
We rested to eating.
Nitumwetegereza.
We looked at him.
Nanyeenya omutwe.
He shook the head.
Nakankana.
He shook.
Netumubuzo uruganda chichi.
Brother, what is wrong?
Nagate mula wangu Pentecost.
You've never seen of Pentecost.
Nasuma vikula watu mesule yoku.
And read Acts 2.
Timuna kwezo. Eza Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Echikakano nechivao.
The shaking happened.
Katinga ye.
Now he too.
Yechikakano.
He's the shaking.
Pentecost ya atuse.
Pentecost has arrived.
Nasuma vikula ya watu mesule yoku vili.
Acts 2.
Nasuma yowi lesule yoku
vili. Joel 2.
Orunye ule kumile okubakula vili mumu nana.
Verse from 28.
Natu gamba.
He told us.
Ezo zenako iza Pentecost
zevala. Those are the day of Pentecost they proclaimed.
Netumubuza.
We asked him.
Waliyo nabiye na.
Is there any prophet?
Eyali inga gwe.
Who was like you?
Nagamba ye mupia ye Pentecost.
His new is the Pentecost.
Ila katia atandishi.
It is begun.
Netumubuza.
We asked him.
Ntisebo.
Sir.
Chichi.
What?
Nagamba.
He said.
Yashuma yuko watu mesule yoku
bili. Read Acts 2.
Olinyo ule kuminesa.
The verse 13.
Nagamba anti. Nga Petro wa ya imiria.
As Peter stood.
Nabagamba.
And he told them.
Nti abasajja aba Yudaya.
The Jews.
Bantebanta midday.
These are not drunk.
Kubanga zili sawa sato ezo kumacha.
Just 9 in the morning.
Nagamba nafe tuwa mluoza anti
atamidi. We thought he was drunk.
Ne Pentecost wa atu.
Pentecost when he comes.
Ebyo byakola.
That's what he does.
Mushumba ande ya mubuza.
Pastor Andrew asked him.
Nti. Abatume we bavao.
When apostles left there.
Basigala bachakankana.
They remained taking.
Na agamba.
He said.
Echibuzo cha mubuziza cha amani.
The question is asked is powerful.
Na amani geyongi.
And the power has increased in him.
Geyongi rukankana.
He shook more.
Ya kankana.
He shook.
Na kankana.
He shook.
Itandiko mugamba.
He began to tell him.
Ti. Kakati wabanga yigwe Pentecost.
If you are the Pentecost.
Tunyonyuli.
Explain us.
Na agama mumpa kanya.
He said you contend with me.
Mbibike mubibikule.
I cover it, you open them.
Mbibikule mubibike.
Or I open them, you cover them.
Pentecost ya abika.
Pentecost covers.
Atena abikula.
And he opens.
Ninga akankana.
Yeri shaking.
Ngagama kati manjiti mula baga kwa akankana angani.
Now, he's not still shaking like mine.
Kati wenjagala ubulize chibuzo.
I want to ask you a question.
Mubikule batu mesule yokubi.
In the Acts 2.
Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Kwafi ya tulimu kutigi.
But we failed to understand him.
Tuwa mugamba.
We told him.
Ntioliko muzimu
you
baba.
You have a demon.
Na agamba.
He said.
Mumulike mizimu.
You are the ones who have demons.
Elaya tugamba.
And he told us.
Ntia sobolo tusavira.
He can pray for us.
Emizimu wejitusumbu wanebaji kuwata.
Demons troubling us to be captured.
Netubeira nemire.
And we have liberty.
Fetulike mizimu.
We are the ones who are demons.
Ya ina Pentecost.
He had Pentecost.
Wesavira ubiyambi.
I pray for help.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You got to mesule yokubiri.
In the Acts 2.
Atujisomeko katonwe tujotanikire nje.
Briefly read it, we shall begin from there tomorrow.
Ukujia kwa moyo mtukufu direct.
Coming directly of the Holy Spirit.
Nga osibwako.
Oh, when you being laid hand of hands.
Katuogira kujia kwa moyo mtukufu direct.
Speak of the direct coming of the Holy Spirit.
Abava mchitundu echa
wangu. He comes from the realm above.
Wabura mkusibwako mikono.
Laying hand of hands.
Abava mchitundu echa
wangu. He comes from the realm below. They say the Spirit came direct.
Baba Susi.
The fourth created heaven, where we find the sun and the moon and the stars and the other planets. It's coming from the rim above, where is the first created heaven of the second and the third.
It's
where he has come from,
where
we call direct coming. He's coming from the one who is around here.
The spirit
is in heavens, even on earth is there.
Amen.
Some of the words
which are about,
why are we still insisting on it?
If
they say the spirit came direct, it happened on
Pentecost.
Came direct from heaven in the rim above, from the throne the one of Jesus was keeping. When Jesus was on the world, the throne the Holy Spirit was keeping it.
Yes,
if I don't go, he will not come.
He's
still laying on of hands, using Psalms 139, where shall we run from your spirit?
Or
when we go everywhere is there, then we lay hands on a sign to connect on you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Briefly read
Acts.
Pentecost is not the person, but it was a day. The day of Pentecost.
The day
of Pentecost was always there. They gathered people upon it. Those who thought they worshipped God.
So Pentecost
is not a person, it's a day.
It was
a day for Israel. Someone told you it's a Pentecost as a person.
You
don't know whether the day was what was on him. They cannot be on as a person, except he had demons on his head. Let's read we here.
Acts 2
verse 1.
Awo nakura Pentecost bwe lwatuuka, bonna bali mu kifo kimu olw'okubiri. Amangu ago okuwuma ne kuba mu ggulu.
Mbagambye olunaku lwani.
They said the day. The day of Pentecost. Not that Pentecost is a person, but the day chosen to celebrate it.
And
called it the day of Pentecost. When they say you are a Pentecostal born again,
you
don't know whether you are born again of that day as the advent. That
is
of the advent on the Sabbath.
You say you are
of the other day. Nowhere in the Bible they say
that
born again were Pentecostal. They show we are born again.
Christian.
About Christians.
Nowhere
we are sure that we are Pentecostals. Pentecost is the day. We shall look to it.
But on that day,
a great shake, rushing of in heaven.
The direct coming,
when the Spirit comes direct from heaven.
And
when we lay hands on you.
Yes, I'm connecting from
the fullness of the one who was first put in me.
You
may not get a single from mine. Connect you from the one who is outside. The one who everywhere, upholding the world.
Get
his portion fills in you.
Amen.
But
made to understand those ways.
Wait
tomorrow. Even the signs involved. When that spirit has come. The spirit of truth.
And
God bless you.
Come on
with the double portion of the anointing.
Holy
Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. Sign of the two lampstands. The two witnesses.
The
God's final work on the planet Earth.
Through
Uganda, Pearl of Africa. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.